Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Giant Liquid Toad. This time, in Menfindion.
Yes.
You sure it's not Giant Liquid Lightning Toad? Doodar, doodar.
I have this down as Tempest Toad.
Tempest Toad.
Oh my god, I love
Giant Tempest
Toad. Tempest Toad and the Nearly Frog. Dead Man.
You are everything I want to be. Even though my hair follicles can never be as active as yours. And my Spanish is terrible. I want to grow up to be you.
It's a blessing and a curse.
I'm 14 years older than you, and I'm still going to try to grow up to be you.
Thanks, man.
Somebody has to do it.
Okay, so...
Too bad it has to be Rodri.
Here is the dealio. That big thing in the center is a Tempest Toad. Obviously, you guys recognize your characters. These blue things are buildings. If for whatever reason you guys end up going past them or whatever, we'll worry about it then. There are no active screaming people on the battlefield right now, but this thing is making a beeline for them.
No.
And the squares with the little tick marks are difficult terrain, and that is either debris or blobules.
Are there any electrified corpses on the battlefield?
There are, but you can step over them easily.
Okay. There's so many dead people.
Or they are the hash marks that are...
Yeah, I mean, some of the tick marks probably are, you know, a dead horse.
Is Moth okay?
You do not see Moth.
No, she's my favorite.
But that's good because we see mostly dead ones.
Yeah. She is not... you do not see a corpse with a cool haircut, so...
Okay.
All right,
Or not with that cool haircut, anyway.
Yes, not with that cool haircut. So top of the round is Torque. Torque is over here in the rubble of that building.
Am I at a point where I could conceivably charge? Because I seem to be like 12 squares away.
Yeah, to probably. About.
Will I be able to hit it at the end of my charge?
Yeah, you'd have to move then charge. Yeah,
move. But he can only move 5. He gets a bonus for charging.
Well, we can do it.
Okay.
It's not.
Okay.
So I'm able to get there and attack?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, because Torque is sitting here thinking, this thing is made of water. This may not work at all. Well, that's the little voice in the back of his head. There's the voice in the front of his head that goes, I'm a cut it in half. Common fall charge.
Okay.
28 versus AC.
28 versus AC will not hit.
Mother puss. Bucket.
Dang it.
Half damage.
Well, there's that.
So do I roll half damage?
Yeah, you roll what you would normally have rolled.
All
right, so and have it.
And then, yeah, divided by 2.
32, half of that is 16.
Okay.
So I whiff it, and 16. Does a physical attack seem to have any effect?
Yeah. I mean, you, well,
I guess
we'll say
so
that
we
you basically attacked it the way that you would something that was solid, and mostly you just got your axe about half to the hilt into the toad. You probably can hit it in such a way that it hurts. You're just going to have to change the way that you do things. That is to say, describe things, because it does seem to take normal damage.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
The creature is officially marked.
Yeah.
Since I use my move and a charge, I don't have a minor, do I?
You don't, and since you charge, it'll end your turn unless you spend an action point.
I don't want to do that yet.
Okay.
So I'm going to end my turn.
Okay. Now that Torque is in close proximity to it, he realizes that this thing is, in fact, pumping a lot of electricity into the air and will probably take some damage on his turn. Next up is the toad. It will open up its mouth and try to chomp Torque.
Oh, a duck.
This is going to be a 36 versus reflex.
Oh, dear, Laird Almighty. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that hits. My reflex is, it's got a 2 in it.
Yeah.
I don't like to tell my stats because then people are like, you did it wrong.
You take 12 damage.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it chomps you, and then it goes, basically it like blinks its eyes, and Torque just like bloop, flows right into it. And it swallows Torque.
That's gonna suck.
Let's see. A swallowed target is grabbed and restrained. Swallowed creature has line of sight and line of effect only to it, only to the Tempest Toad. And no creature has line of sight or line of effect to it. A creature that escapes the grab is no longer swallowed and appears in a space adjacent to it. It can move while it has a target grabbed, blah, blah, blah. When it dies, it can try to escape.
Can we say if it dies instead?
Sure.
This works for me.
No, I meant the creature.
If the creature dies, you escape.
Yeah, let's go with when it dies.
Okay.
So can we see the Torque floating in the...
Barely. This thing is murkier than than the globules, but you can kind of see it, although you don't have line of sight or effect to him.
I know.
It is both murky and lurky.
Yes.
So you see a vaguely Torque-shaped blur within...
to it, then?
He's
inside of it.
He is.
Okay.
But because of line of effect, that means that he usually will not be affected by things,
mm-hmm.
because nothing has line of effect to it, to him, as long as he's in there.
So we'll see if you nuke me.
Yes, we will see.
There's not ongoing damage, is there?
It can sustain it as a free action, and you'll take damage when it does.
Orym shakes his wrist, outsprings the Dragontooth wand that Ket gave him. Points
minor
it at,
action.
Yes, for the minor action. Points it at the Tempest Toad and cast Phantasmal Assailant.
Okay.
No good. That's going to be 16 versus Will.
16 versus will not hit.
There's an effect.
Yeah, that happens no matter what.
5 psychic damage. And grants combat advantage to all your allies.
Ongoing 5 psychic damage.
Was there anything weird going on because Orm's using a wand?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Other than you can't use your sword mage powers with it. That's about the only issue with it.
Okay.
But since you can draw your sword as a free action, it doesn't matter.
No, but I guess you guys are actually in the zone of its aura, so take 5 lightning damage.
Jeebus.
Yeah. That was Orym. Trell, who I also believe is within 5. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep. Ah. So Trell, take 5 lightning.
Dang it.
Crash.
I actually take that.
Not yet.
Not yet?
Turn. No.
No.
Brian
doesn't take it yet because it's not his turn yet. Yeah. You take it now because it is your turn.
This flaming hammer thing that I have?
Mm-hmm.
Is it... I think it's a choice whether or not it does fire damage. Is that correct?
You can decide, as a minor action, I believe, you can make it do fire damage.
It's a free action. Yeah. I just
so you can say fire damage on, and then it does exclusively fire damage, or you can say fire damage off, and then it doesn't.
I'm thinking fire damage in this case would be stupid, so I wanted to ask if I could make it not do fire damage. So thank you.
Yeah. You can.
Okay. Trell is going to whistle at it and make it her quarry and get its attention. And she's going to take out the flaming hammer that she has, twirl it, and for the first time, chuck it right at this thing's head.
Cool.
So this throwing hammer does come back to you.
Yep.
Is that correct? Okay, good.
It returns to your hand.
All right, so she's going to try and throw it and then throw it again. 33 versus AC.
33 will hit.
7 regular damage, and I'll put quarry damage on top of that. Quarry damage is 9.
Nice.
All right, and hammer comes back to her hand. She catches it neatly and then chucks it again since that seemed to work so well the first time. 28 versus AC.
That will not hit.
Oof.
Crap.
That's not good. She catches the hammer that missed this time and really, obviously really likes the hammer. And that's her turn.
Okay. Cat.
Take 5 lightning.
Yep.
Yay. Minor action curse. Vestige of the Onyx Queen.
Okay.
Ooh. Hoping that this doesn't petrify Torque too. Meh. 22 versus Fort.
22 versus Fort will not hit.
Let's see. Half damage. And the target is slowed. Save ends.
Okay.
So 8 poison damage. If that matters.
Okay.
And he's slowed. Save ends. And I am in the pact of the Onyx Queen. And I'm all cloakified.
Okay. Toad.
Oh.
On its second turn of the round.
Oh, yay. Hi.
I knew one creature was going to be difficult.
It will... It is going to charge up and send an electric discharge at, we'll say, Ket and Randis.
Does it matter that it's marked? Does it take a penalty for that?
It would because it's because Torque is not included in the attack. But that's a... Thanks for reminding me. Torque, take 10 damage.
Ugh.
Jerk.
Yummy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yep.
Frog jerk.
Frog jerk. Frog jerky? Mm.
Can I attack the frog jerky?
You cannot.
Can't attack while he's swallowed?
Oh, maybe. Actually, you can.
Just stay in there.
So does my attack resolve before his attack resolves?
Yes, I believe so.
Standard melee attack?
Yep.
34 to hit?
That'll hit.
18 damage.
Okay.
As it turns to do its laser eyes, you see Torque's axe poke out of its skin for a second.
Yep.
And then disappear back into its murky, lurky depths.
Now attack on Kevin Randis.
Kevin Randis.
I just don't want it to happen.
Oh. Well, it was low. So that's going to be a 24 versus reflex.
Oh.
Come on, smart guys.
On the money.
Yes. Same here.
Awesome.
With the concealment on the money.
Oh. Nah, if I had concealment.
Does concealment apply to area of effect attacks?
No.
No.
Now does this...
I thought it was just 2 targets.
Nope, it's a close blast 5.
Wow.
Okay. Restrain does make you take a -2 penalty of 2 attack rolls.
Okay. But he would have still hit.
But it still would have hit there.
Cool.
Where's out here?
So you might actually be better off inside of the toad.
Potentially.
And he can't attack him, which means he's always taking the extra attack around.
He's also taking 10 damage at least twice per round. So I guarantee 20 damage per round. 21 lightning damage.
Wow.
And you are dazed until the end of your next turn.
Hi. You're freaking.
That does suck.
Ked dazed, Rand is dazed.
Because this creature attacks twice, does it also take the psychic damage?
It would, yeah, actually. Okay.
So it needs to take an additional 5 damage on psychic.
It can still charge through difficult terrain, right?
Yep. Okay. It just costs the movement.
Well, yeah. I hope so, because I just did.
Yep.
Well.
Yeah. All right. That'll be the end of its turn. It's going to try and save against slow. And it does not. And then... ongoing 5 and combat advantage.
As a healing surge. Hmm.
Yep, it'll save. All right, who's up next? Randis.
Yes, I think I'm going to do that charging thing and try to punch him with a basic attack. Is that all? 25 versus AC.
Will not hit. Did you count the charge in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dang.
What'd you roll?
25.
Oh.
A 12.
Okay.
Yeah, the 28s haven't been hitting, so.
Yep. Next.
Next.
I'll just wait till I can do a better power to use anything.
Next up is the toad. for its third turn of the round.
Oh, God.
It's going to...
I don't think you're my favorite anymore.
Man, I have to, like, roll higher than a 14 to hit this thing.
Yeah, isn't it?
This is rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this thing's dangerous, you guys.
Should we be trying to reason? Is there an obvious exit?
There's lots of exits, actually.
Running away is an obvious exit.
Fortunately, Charles doesn't run away.
Let's see.
No, he wouldn't.
Tried on Spud.
Yeah, oh, it's going to try and recharge its lightning breath.
What was my first reaction to Spud?
Nope. No recharge.
Thank God.
So instead, it is going to... Let's see.
Oh, did Torque take the damage at the start of this turn?
Oh, gosh.
No. Torque, take 10 damage. So that's a guaranteed 30 damage per turn.
Get out of the toad.
Oh, you suck, Rob.
It is going to flatten itself a little bit, and then... jump up into the air and land, sending out a gloppy shockwave out to a burst 3, which I think you guys are safe from. 1, 2, 3. Yep, it's just Ked and Randis. That is going to be a 21 versus fortitude for Ked and Randis.
Negative.
And I'm going to guess that doesn't hit you either.
God, no. Fortitude's my good score.
That does bring up a question. Since we never actually talked about it, on air, so to speak.
Do you have your crossbow?
Oh,
yes.
Like I repeatedly, I have it written down like times on my page. Like, remember to.
Sorry, that was 24 versus fortitude.
Oh, you punk! That hits dead on.
Sevens give me trouble. that doesn't hit you, does it?
Is it an AOE or is it a?
It is a close burst 3. Okay,
you hit the same thing that you did last time.
But actually, this doesn't include torque, so it gets a minus 2. So that'll be a 22 versus fortitude.
Okay, I'm not hit again.
Has anyone hit this thing's reflex?
No.
No.
Okay.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Or I've attacked it, but only got a 16.
Was I supposed to save versus the dazed?
No, that's until the end of your next turn.
So you're not dazed anymore.
Okay.
Yep.
Don't take combat advantage when dazed.
Yep. It hit you. Yay. After all. Hey, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
You were granting combat advantage.
No, he was not.
No.
Oh, he wasn't?
He has ended his turn.
Oh, that's true.
But he does have combat. Every member of the party has combat advantage because
against toad,
of against the toad.
Yeah. Well, not anymore because it's saved against that.
Mm.
Oh, crap. So, I don't, that probably would have made
hit?
A difference.
Would a 26 have hit?
That will be the end of the toad's turn. We are back to the top of the round with Torque, who is being slowly swallowed, or digested, as it were.
Yes. Does he take the aura damage while inside the frog?
I'm going to say no.
Would you like to find other ways for me to take damage, Rob?
I'm working on it.
I thought about it, but I think the fact that, you know, if somebody gets eaten on the first turn, they take 30 damage by the end of the round is pretty solid.
I really hate everyone.
Okay, so here are your options. You can stay in the frog, or stay in the Tempest Toad, and attack from inside, which is just going to work normally. You can attempt to escape, which will eat up a move action, and then attack. Or I guess you could reverse the order of those. Attack and then attempt to escape. Or, you know, obviously having a... you can always swap in a standard action for a move action. You can attempt to escape, and if that doesn't work, attempt to escape again.
Well, first I'm going to attack.
Okay.
Going to call down a healing strike. Shrabam! 25 versus AC.
No.
25 will not hit. Now, does that require you to hit in order to use its ability?
It does.
Okay.
Meh. And it's an encounter, so...
So it's spent.
Right. Okay.
Bummer.
Yeah, I know. That could have been awesome. But no.
What else?
I've been robbed. How do I escape?
You either roll your athletics versus mm-hmm. its reflex or your acrobatics versus its... the other way around. Your athletics versus its fortitude or your acrobatics versus its reflex.
My grit would not have helped here, would it?
What is your grit?
And ignore the effects of the dazed, immobilized, slowed, and weakened conditions.
Nope.
Mother pus bucket.
Does that... the restraint is only two attacks, right? The...
The penalty is -2 to attacks.
Okay.
And my martial freedom doesn't assist my saving throw here.
No.
What's martial freedom? What?
+5 to saving throws against slowed and immobilized conditions.
No. It's not it a saving throw.
This isn't a saving throw. This is an athletics check.
Okay. You're an athletics check. And that's a 1.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that doesn't work.
That does not work. Man. You have an action point?
I do.
You can action point and try it again.
My action point would just allow me to try to escape again, though, right?
Yep.
You can spend an action point and attack again if you wanted.
I could? Mm.
Yeah. That's how action points work in combat.
That sounds awesome! With that -2, yeah.
I'm going to cash in my action point. Oh. And I'm going to use Victorious Surge.
Okay.
Boom. Yeah, that's much better, Mr. Smarty Frog. Your frog. 35 versus AC.
Okay. Do you subtract the 2 because you're restrained?
33 versus AC.
That still hits.
24 damage.
Okay.
And I regain a healing surge from inside the creature.
All right. Anything else?
No, my action point just gives me the 1 action, right?
Yep.
Mark it.
Okay.
He is marked and marked and marked. And then, yeah, my turn is over.
Okay. Next up is the toad. So Torque take 10 damage, and it is going to.
This is a hot croak.
Oh, try to do its or recharge its lightning attack, and it does not. And then it is going to try to do a stomp attack again and hit Ked and Randis.
Yay!
I would like to interrupt this with a destructive strike.
Okay.
Go, Trail.
Seeing that it's trying to attack her precious friends, especially the sad one. Mm.
The fact that it ate the big one, probably not.
Ate the big one! She's going to try and hit it in its tympanic membrane. To disorient it and keep it from hitting her precious little friends.
Okay.
With disruptive strike and a hammer.
And by that, she means guy and assistant.
I think that's 30 versus AC, yeah.
What are the numbers?
14 and 16.
Yes, that's 30.
Yeah, math!
Yay, math!
Face. Mathematical. That'll hit. A 30 versus AC will hit.
Yay.
Oh, man, that is awesome. So math.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
12. I can put my Hunter's Quarry onto this because it's a new round, right?
Have you gone yet?
No, I haven't.
Then you cannot if you already used it.
So I will do that later. All right. So that was 12 damage. And more importantly, the target takes a penalty to its attack, for the triggering attack equal to 5.
Nice.
So 5 to attack.
So it's going to have a -7 to this attack.
Yep.
Beautiful. Yes.
Face. Your frog face.
Frog face.
That's shot in the frog ear.
Gonna be pretty low.
Yay.
It's gonna be like a 12 versus fortitude.
Nice.
Awesome.
That won't even penetrate their navigation shields.
Yep. Alright.
Sweet.
Next up is Aurum.
So I've got a question. Mm-hmm. This aura that this frog emits.
Right.
If I'm invisible to it and I'm still within the aura range, does it still hit?
Okay. Yeah, yep.
All right. Well, I once
Which,
again.
Which, by the way, take.
Yes, I know. I am going to use Concussive Echo. 16 plus 13 is 29 versus Will.
29 versus Will will hit.
That is 6 plus 7, 13 damage.
Type.
Thunder damage.
Okay.
And the first time the target makes an attack roll before the end of your next turn, it deals 5 thunder damage to itself and each enemy within 3 squares of it.
Cool.
You could
back up or move a little so you're not within.
Sure, why don't I just move back two squares? Up to the corner of the alley between those two buildings, right there.
So you're just not taking the...
Yeah.
Just edge towards the exit here. Yeah. That don't mean anything. I'm just standing over here.
Trell.
Okay. First thing Trell's going to do is use her hunting party. And which looks like her going, yelling at the others to watch for an opening. Yeah, that works. Because they don't understand her elven hand gesture for that.
No, they don't.
They don't.
Just looks like
they yay, probably, I'm number one.
Yeah. Honestly, they probably don't even notice it.
Sage Coast forever, yo.
Is she within 7 of this thing?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Even counting the difficult terrain?
Yeah.
Okay. Get me right up to him. She is going to rush up to this thing and try to break its... She likes this hammer a lot. She feels like she can really put a lot of oomph into it.
Isn't it awesome?
It is nice. It is very nice. And she's going to try and smash this thing in the jaw to make it open its jaw and give back with a close quarter shot. Ah, critical!
Yay!
Yes!
Yay.
I'm so happy! Okay. So base is 30, then I'm going to throw my my quarry damage. Does that maximize?
We have been running it that it doesn't.
Toss the extra damage from the hammer onto it, too.
Mm. I'm going to. Just hold up.
The extra
hold your horses.
Okay, that's plus 7 quarry damage. And let me look up what this thing does on a critical. 1d6 fire damage per plus. So that's 2d6s.
If you want, you can trigger the firepower and throw it another d6.
What I was suggesting.
Yeah, that's what he, yeah,
that's what Rob was saying.
Wait, what? Oh, the free action?
The hammer has
daily
power
on the hammer itself.
I got you, I got you.
In addition to the power from the
trigger. Okay, how much was the base?
30.
30.
And how much did you just do?
7.
For quarry damage.
Okay.
Say, so I have a million more dice.
Critical, yeah.
Okay, so fire damage is 8.
Okay.
And then the daily fire damage is going to be 1, but he takes an ongoing 5 fire damage save ends.
So I have 46. And
so
that's what I have too.
Yeah, since you used a daily magic item power, get 11 temporary hit points.
Boom!
Thanks, Randus.
Yep.
I think that's everything I can do. I did a move, a minor, and a standard.
Now, did you take some lightning damage at the beginning of this?
Yes, I did. Okay. You didn't remind me, but I knew.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, I'm not. No. I'm saying that I took it.
She did it on her own.
Next up is Ket. Take 5 lightnings.
Ow.
And remember that you were dazed.
Yeah, I know.
Also, this thing is like really messing up your hair.
Blew the frosty tips off.
That's my turn.
Okay.
That's your whole turn?
Do you have to roll against dazed?
No, it's only until the end of my next turn.
Oh. Yep.
But you got nothing.
It hit me right after my turn.
Yeah.
I was dazed for friggin' ever.
It sucks.
And since I don't have any quick draw effect, I
Ket's gonna run away like a wussy.
Oh, Ket!
It's like, that didn't work.
All right, next up is the toad. It's going to take 5 fire.
Yay!
And then I'll try to recharge its lightning attack.
No. Well, maybe. It only
hit
one
not.
Of us.
Yay!
No.
And then it's going to try to... it'll try to stomp again and try to hit just Trell and Randus.
Keep attacking Torque.
Yeah. No, wait.
Keep attacking comma.
Where's the comma? Yeah, where's the comma go?
And since it's marked, it takes a penalty.
Yep. And Torque can attack it.
That's why I was, yeah.
A Torque attack, you say?
Yeah. A deuce.
Boom! Nat 20.
Okay.
I love Torque attacks.
Calculate it out.
20 plus 9 plus something.
Plus 6. 35.
35.
Okay.
35 damage from inside, and again, the axe pokes out through its skin.
This is going to be a 31 versus Fortitude against Trell and Randis.
Ah, it hits.
Okay.
That definitely hits.
You guys will take 14 damage, and you are knocked prone.
I'm almost bloodied. Well, once my turn starts.
The shield just does 3-on-1 attacks.
And then it is going to spend an action point.
Oh.
No.
And capitalize that little... on their pronage.
go, elite monsters.
That little frog.
And she doesn't grant flanking one.
So if it does this again, I don't get a second attack, do I?
It didn't say anything about not granting it while prone.
So it's going to try to chomp Randis.
Okay.
Now, but I don't get a second attack because I've already done that.
Right, right.
Crap games. I should get as many attacks as it takes. Its action point should give me an action.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to have you take 10 damage. So take 10
damage. Well, I took it.
Oh, okay, cool. Chomp chomp on the Randis.
No.
This is going to be... This is actually going to... It's going to take its big webby foot and try to slap you to death.
I don't take another 10 for the action point damage.
Stop flippering
me. No, you don't. This is going to be a... 37 versus AC.
God, yeah. Only a little. I think I'm bloodied now.
14 damage.
Yeah.
And that'll be its turn. And it's going to try to save against on fire. And
something.
It does.
No.
Boo.
Boo.
Indeed.
Yes.
I agree with the boo.
Stupid saving throws. And Rodrigo rolling better than 10 anyways.
And he rolling better than 5.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Which leads us to Randis.
Yeah, I'm Bizarre. Just checking things.
Oh, yeah, take 5 lightning damage.
Ow.
Oh, them dice. You know, I appreciate Rob's fortitude and integrity in reminding us that we're taking damage.
I do too.
I do, but I still want to smack him every time he does.
The two things don't really conflict.
I'm going.
Rob makes the hard choices.
That's okay. The only turn I didn't remind him, he actually remembered.
Nice. So he's learning.
This monster has a lot of stuff going on. So.
All right. So standing up is not provoking, right?
Nope.
No.
So I'll stand up.
That's a move action.
Yep. And then I'm going to try to punch him with a resounding battle fist. Oh, gosh. Okay, so that's going to be a 36 versus 38, I guess.
38 will hit.
Nice. All right. First of all, 3d8.
Bonk.
Yeah. 9 plus 8 is 15 damage.
Okay.
9 plus 8 is 17, Brian.
17 damage then?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 17, yes.
Okay.
I'm just making sure which part I screwed up the math on. Okay, so... and... Target grants combat advantage to me and my allies until the start of next turn.
Okay.
Yes.
I really can't push it anywhere.
You already have combat advantage.
Yes, but
well,
other
not,
people...
Not after he knocks it out of the way, if he does.
I can push it 3 squares. Would I really want to? Like
no.
This way, maybe?
No, that would actually get Orym back in the aura.
Yeah.
Well, I could push it this way.
That might still get Orym back in the aura.
I will take this opportunity to go ahead and... activate the... Where's it at? Resounding part. There we go. Yes. My daily action... daily power from my Resounding Battle Fist. And the target is dazed until the end of my next turn.
Oh, no.
Nice. Dazed him.
That means I can only take one action. Congrats.
You stunned him just as he was waking up.
He can only take one action for 2... actions or something because it's the end of my
next until the end of your next turn.
Yeah,
so it gets its regular turn, but it can only do one thing.
Let's see,
it's only really been doing one thing each turn.
You can take free actions while you're dazed, right?
You can't take opportunity actions.
Yeah,
but I believe yes, you can take the free actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and heal myself. Healing curative mixture. I'll hold on to my action point for now and call that the end of my turn.
Okay.
Your action point would give you a shift as well.
Yeah, and also temporary hit points.
Okay.
So, but you're not...
No.
Okay. Next up, Toad. Torque, take 10 damage.
Aye.
And let's... well, first let's see if lightning attack comes back.
No.
Could it probably? Nope.
Yay!
And it's going to... Stomp. I think. Yes.
Can I attack yet?
No. Not yet.
You have to have taken another turn.
So I can't do a attack of opportunity once I've done one until the end of my next turn.
Correct. Until the top of your next... Well, yeah. Until the end of your next turn. Yeah. Because you can't take immediates on your own turn anyway. That will be a...
Scouring weapon.
35 versus fortitude against Randus and Trell. I guess that hits.
That's what,
that definitely that hits.
So that's going to be 8 damage, and you're both prone.
Bonk, bonk. Already prone.
Yep.
That's what you get.
Top of the round. This is the third round of combat. It is.
Was he at a disadvantage for hitting a prone person?
Nope. He's at an advantage.
Nope. It was a close attack, so there was no...
But if it had been a ranged attack, is that right?
That's why he spent an action point to chomp on Randus earlier, because he was down.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's a disadvantage if you're doing a ranged attack to hitting a down person? Something
unless
like that?
Okay. Adjacent to them. I was double-checking that one just now.
Okay.
All right, it's Torque's turn.
Hello, my name is Torque. You may remember me from such movies as A Duck. Time to attack. Frontline Surge.
Okay.
Now, I have a question for you. Let me see if this does anything.
Okay.
And then you can tell me if it works. Uh, 28 versus AC.
Will not hit.
Piss up. So, I'm going to ask the question anyway.
Okay.
Combat advantage.
Frontline Surge, once it hits, allows you to push the target one square.
Minus two for the... Hang on. Did you calculate in the minus two for being restrained?
If it didn't hit, the minus two would just make me low.
Well,
I'm going to guess that was a no.
Okay.
You also had combat advantage, so you would have had a plus two if you'd calculated in the minus two you might have hit.
So what you're saying is
they cancel each other out.
Inadvertently did it right.
Yes.
Go Matthew, you did it right.
That's the story of my life, kids. Inadvertently did it right. It allows me to push the target one square. Would I be able to push this creature from within?
No, because you actually can't get this creature to move away from you.
Okay. That's a power of the creature.
Yeah. Basically, you are being affected by something that prevents you from doing that.
Okay. That's cool.
What else?
Minor action. Unstoppable.
Okay.
I gain temporary hit points equal to 2d6 plus my con. Kablamicus. That is going to give me 10 temporary hit points.
Okay.
I'm going to mark it.
Okay.
But a minor action.
Okay.
Healing word.
Okay.
I'm going to spend a healing surge plus 3d6. So, I get back some points. I am now not dying inside the creature.
Okay.
He is marked, and my turn is over.
Have you been bloodied yet?
Oh, God, no.
Good.
He's zorching me. I'm healing as fast as he's zorching me. I'll be bloodied in a couple of rounds when I run out of healing powers.
That's good, because I can't heal you right now.
Yeah. You may let him bloody you just to get the...
temporary.
Three-quarter arc resilience temporary hit points.
Well, it's not like I'm stopping.
True.
All right. You all set then?
I think so. Is he marked?
Yes.
If he does anything, I'm going to attack him from his tummy again.
Okay. Well, first off, it'll be his turn, so take 10 damage.
Right. What is it about you in trying to stick me in the stomach of reptiles?
What is it about you and jumping into the fray with
giant?
I jump into the fray against
amphibian. An amphibian.
Yeah.
Only the amphreptiles have ever eaten me.
There's a name.
You kind
for
of fed
that.
Yourself to the last one.
I attacked. It's not my fault.
we'll say tetrapods. I enjoy getting you into the gullet of tetrapods.
Hey man, whatever blows up your dress.
Let's see. And then it is going to we'll say Brandis.
Can I attack?
Yeah.
Boom. 36 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Yay. Kaboom. I have never used this many melee basics ever.
Rodrigo hasn't made you use your fighter interrupt all that often.
Yeah, usually. Or I mean, I guess.
13 points of damage.
Okay.
But even when I only had a few attacks, I don't think I've ever used my melee basic this often.
Well, there's no reason to use your melee basic attack if you can use, you know,
you're at will.
That's it. Stupid melee basic.
Does this thing look extra watery now or not?
No.
Yeah. Is it leaky?
It is not.
We haven't leaked it yet?
You have not leaked it.
Damn it. We've been hitting it for a lot of damage, and it's not even leaked.
Let's see.
Yeah, I hit it for 45 in one thing, and it's
46.
46, thank you.
Don't discount your awesomeness.
Yeah, chomp the randos.
Thank you.
Boo.
That's pretty
frightened.
Low. It's going to be 23 versus AC.
That will miss. You are.
Yay!
Okay. You did factor in the combat advantage.
How do we put this thing back where it came from?
Yay, it's a miss.
Combat advantage, Mark.
Oh, right.
Next up is Orym.
Orym points his wand and executes a force orb attack at the back end of the Tempest Toad.
We should call that the Orbum.
13 is 26 versus Reflex.
26 versus Reflex will hit.
Yay.
Yay.
That is 7 plus 7 is 14 damage. That's force damage, by the way.
Okay.
And I got to find my secondary attack. Force orb secondary attack. Oh, each enemy in the burst other than the primary target. So, that's it.
All right. That was Orym. Next up is Trell. Oh, did you take 5 lightning damage?
Didn't have to. I'm far enough away, aren't I?
That's true.
Yep.
Good job, Orym.
Yay, Orym.
So now it's Trell's turn. Take 5 lightning.
I think it was
first of all, she's going to get up. Move action.
Okay.
Okay. Then she wants to use my most obnoxious and complicated power, which is 2 wolf pounce. So she's going to get out her kukri and try and bash this thing across the face with her hammer and expose its neck so she can slice its gross frog throat.
Okay.
That's
she thinks
really
it's a lovely frog throat, but I know it's gross. okay, 2 wolf pounce.
And she gets a +2 on this?
Yes, because of combat advantage.
And
she's
because
combat
of
advantage multiple times, but it doesn't stack.
And what about... Okay.
She's flanking, and I think Randis's power...
But those don't stack.
No, they're both combat advantage.
Oh, okay. And it's actually dazed.
There's like 3 types of combat advantage on it.
Okay.
So she only gets 1 plus 2.
Yep.
So, first, she rolls the hammer's attack.
Okay.
Which is crap. 21 versus AC.
Will not hit.
Then she's going to try and roll the Kukri's damage. Come on. 25 versus AC.
Nope. Don't you have something?
Oh, wait, I didn't add my 2. So 27 versus AC.
What? That lets you re-roll
also
something.
No.
Boo.
Yes.
Okay. She is going to use... It's like the other attack that I have that's hardcore is a ranged attack.
Oh.
Which which I can't
do.
A
free shift when you.
That's true.
Point.
So you could shift out, shoot. Wait. No.
That's true. Actually,
no, she had to stand up. So
yeah.
Actually, I get a shift with my tool pounce attack too. I'll shift away too.
Do you want to just shift away one? So is after you use your action point and use that action, you can shift back in to give Rannis the flanking for his next turn?
Well, he's still going to be dazed, and I'm about running out of useful melee attacks anyway. Okay. Except I still don't have my bow, do I?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you have it.
Oh, do I? Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
I'm sorry, but Rodrigo fixed it. Okay. She is going to skip backwards. One so she can get enough room to hit it with her hammer. Okay. Club's hammer. Okay, now this one she already gets to roll twice to begin with. That's why I didn't. Okay.
Yep. So, as usual, you spend an action point and use this power to which your thing doesn't apply.
I know. This is what happens.
You do it every time.
I know. Crap.
Why is your thing not a?
Oh, okay, awesome.
Because you're already rolling two dice for it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. 17 plus 14 is 31.
31.
31 plus 2 is 33 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Nice.
Good. Okay.
Indeed.
Basic damage is 2d6. 5 plus 6, 11 damage. And I'm going to put core damage on top of that.
Okay.
Which is 6. So 6 plus, what did I say, 11? Mm-hmm. So that's 17 total. I missed with my first attack. So part of the hunting party thing is that I get to designate someone within 5.
Or Randus. Or
She does not have line of effect at Torque.
Okay, so Aurum or Randus?
Who's the better choice here?
Probably Aurum, since Randus attacks a lot of AC. Yeah.
Okay. She whistles at Aurum.
Hello.
What's this a bonus to her?
It's a bonus to damage. You get to use her Hunter's Quarry.
Oh.
But you don't, because she picked Aurum.
Yeah.
It's something that requires hitting.
Oh my god. I must need more sleep or something. That hello is really funny.
What else?
So what do I
she
if you
hit
you get to use Hunter's Quarry.
Which is what?
Extra 2D6. Damage.
How much damage?
2d6.
My break chain tattoo is in effect, but that's not in like doing anything right now. Okay.
We'll have to read it.
Done then?
Done.
Cat.
Okay.
I believe you're no longer dazed.
I am no longer dazed. Pull out my weapons.
Okay.
Yay.
Hooray! Finally, round 3. Freaking dazed. I hate dazed so much. The only thing worse is stunned.
The only thing worse than that is Feywild.
Yeah. Did you want to shift back into the toad?
Yes.
Okay.
From my action point yelling. Like, get back in there. Okay, I'm going to shoot the thing with Hero's Arrow. Yeah, I am. 33 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
Yay! 24 damage. Straight up damage.
Okay.
And each ally adjacent to the target regains hit points equal to my intelligence modifier, which is 3.
Yay, that's a minuscule amount.
Hey, that's half the damage you're going to take on your turn.
Who does?
Everybody adjacent to it.
Oh, okay.
So Trell and Randus.
Not Torque?
Not no. Line of sight.
He's not adjacent.
You said he was adjacent when I asked you at the very beginning after he got swallowed. I had to double check that because half of my powers hit things that are adjacent.
Well, if I did, that was wrong. He has line of sight and line of effect to it, but he's not adjacent to it.
Then no. Could he not attack?
That's why it didn't. Also, that's why the, what's his face? The vestige thing didn't work either. No, he's not considered adjacent.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Curse damage. 6.
Okay.
Oh, hey. I can actually get all of the benefits of using an action point right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spend my action point.
Okay, but it is bloodied.
Hooray! Yay. Move away! Yay. Move away! This isn't one of those things where it blows up.
It hasn't.
All right. I'm going to spend my action point, which I haven't spent in ages. At least not during combat. Life-giving action. When you spend an action point to take an extra action, you gain hit points equal to your level.
Nice.
Woo!
Which is currently 12, so I'm back up a bit. And I will use Deific Decay.
Okay.
Ugh. 20 versus Fortitude.
That will not hit.
22 versus Fortitude.
That will still not hit.
What? No.
What? No. No. This thing's tough.
Alright, that does nothing. That's wasted.
Oh, Warlock powers.
That's my Raven Queen heart. Not working for me. Alright.
You're not being moody enough.
Apparently.
Raven Queen heart? Sounds like you're a goth band.
Makes sense.
Works.
That's it. That actually is just three separate bands. That could
Raven, Queen, and Heart. Yep. Nice, yes.
That's true.
Done?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Toad. Torque, take 10 damage.
Kaboom.
Take 5.
You would have on your turn.
All right, turn. Yep. All right.
You do not take damage on its turn. Well, you do when it hits you and kills you, but... let's see if...
You're an evil
lightning
man,
attack. Nope. Randus is prone. so let's chomp him. It's gonna be... That will be a 26 versus AC.
Yes.
Okay.
Boo. Stupid being prone.
Yup.
Take 11 damage. And it's just going to spend its other action point and do it again.
Oh. Just not happy if I'm not bloodied.
That might not hit. 24 versus AC.
No.
There you go.
By a hair's breadth.
Okay, next up is Randus. Now take 5 lightning damage.
Ah, now I'm bloodied. Ouch. Alright, stand up again. This time I'm going to try to punch it with my scouring weapon.
Okay. Wait, what?
What?
How are you going to punch it with your scouring weapon? Oh, I get it. I'm sorry. I got it confused. I thought that was the thing on the crossbow.
Well, it's melee or ranged.
Sure, sure, sure. But I thought it was a Deathstalker thing.
No.
I got that confused, yes.
No.
I'm with you.
Ah. It's going to be 27 with combat advantage.
Versus AC. That will not hit.
Boo. Okay, we'll go ahead and try to use my Couture's a second chance. 29.
With the combat advantage?
Yes. Curses. No effect. All right.
That was against AC.
Yep.
Yeah, 30 is the number to hit.
Curses. All right, I'm going to shift back one. Ask my assistant to hand me... What am I going for?
A sandwich.
Runic resistance. Actually,
I didn't get me one.
Gonna eyeball this. See, is there any? Try to figure out if there's anything that would hurt it more.
Sure.
And Arcana is or whatever. What is it? Arcana or what is?
This one is nature.
Nature. Darn. That's not as good. 23.
That's still pretty good. I'll just give you that it's probably resistant to lightning, but that's the only real thing it's got going that you can see.
Okay.
Other than all the eating and blasting and slapping around that's been doing.
Okay, I forget. With a ranged burst, is that subject to cover or is that... No.
It would be.
Okay, so yeah, if I put it here, then that's minus two.
To what? Like what?
To my attack roll.
No. Not that way. No. It's not. That wouldn't be an issue.
Okay, then. I'll put it there to give Trail some resistance no matter what. I'm also spending an action point for all this.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Which gives me temporary hit points, 11. And I guess I could shift for it and it don't matter. Yeah. Well, maybe it'll matter.
How?
Hmm?
Were you prone at the start of this turn?
Yes.
Oh, right. So I spend the action point to do the shift.
Yeah.
And then I can blast it.
Put him in a square, though.
I don't want.
All right.
There we go. Now I'll try the runic resistance. As I ask my assistant for my Rod of Wrathful Dismissal. And that's a negative. That's a grand total of 20 or a 16 versus reflex.
That will not hit.
No.
By a lot.
Well, Trell still gets 7 resistance to a lightning.
All
yeah.
Right.
Thanks.
And with my minor action, I shall pop out of here. Assume my void assumption. Mark that. Yeah. And get out of here for a little while.
Okay. And just go poof.
Next up, it is the Toad's turn.
Toad's turn. Hey, Torque take 10.
Yes, Torque take 10.
Are you, you're bloodied, Matthew, or not?
Yeah, that was not a good turn.
We will try to eat Trell. Mm.
Boo. No. Turn it around. Listeners can't see this, but Rob is making it eat me.
All right. Yep. Hum.
And that's weird.
That's going to be a miss.
Yeah.
Hooray.
In your face, Frog.
It took too long to turn around to do that.
Yeah. Actually, it just like its face disappears and appears on the other side is mostly what happens.
Have I
taken my attack of opportunity in this round?
Yes. Yeah. We are back to the top of the round, so that refreshes for you.
Oh, boy. I get to attack again.
I start to have a sneaking suspicion.
I would like to use my immediate reaction against this guy for attacking me.
Okay. Does that have to hit, though?
What's the trigger?
An enemy makes a melee attack against you.
Okay.
There you go.
I can shift one square. I will shift. Oh, no, I won't. I'll shift away one square. That's fine.
Yay.
Why yay?
It'll go before I go. Because I have stuff that blows up everything adjacent to it, but it's also some of my highest damaging stuff.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay. 23 versus AC.
That will not hit.
I gain a power. No, that's still. No. Thank you. But no.
Okay. Torque's turn.
Hello. I'm Torque. Boy, I hate this thing.
Kill it.
Okay, here's my question for you.
Okay.
If this creature were bloodied,
which it is.
Which it is, yeah.
Oh, it is? Okay, I missed that point. I was, you know, kind of like, ugh. I still have a sneaking suspicion that it's got some sort of damage resistance that Red Seeker isn't telling us about. So it's only taking like a quarter of the damage or some stuff. So I'm going to attack it.
Okay.
Sorry. I just... Comeback strike!
Roll it.
From inside the monster. 35 versus AC.
A whip.
Hooray. I want to use my Furious Assault.
Okay.
I'm going to chuck in an extra weapon damage. There goes 1, 10, 2, 12, 3, 4. So that's 26 plus 8, which is
34
damage from inside the creature.
What else?
Well, I don't know if I want to come out. He's marked.
Okay.
Is it going to hurt me any if I stay in here?
Well, you're going to take 10 damage.
Yeah.
You're going to take 30 damage a turn.
Hmm.
Are you bloodied yet?
No.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, third wind. All right. I'm going to spend a healing surge.
That's also why.
Yeah. Now, next round, I really need to get out of this frog.
Done?
Hang on, I'm just relishing the fact that I just put those words together in an order I doubt anyone ever has before. Yes, my turn is over.
Okay. Toad turn.
Torque, go, ow.
Yeah, take 10 damage.
Thank you.
Can't strike this toad by lightning.
That's right.
Oh.
Let's see.
Good.
Dork takes 10.
It's gonna shift over here. And
you're within range again.
Am I? Did it move one or two?
One. You were six out, now you're five out.
Okay.
And that'll be its turn. Orym, take 5 lightning damage.
That was
a question.
Turn. Yeah. It actually only gets standard actions.
So I have this Hunter's Quarry.
Because of friendship.
Right. And friendship is really magic.
With the power.
Read the Hunter's Quarry. That gave him Hunter's Quarry.
Okay. Until the stance ends, each time you miss your quarry with an attack, you can choose an ally within 5 squares of the quarry. If that ally hits the quarry before the start of your next turn, the ally's attack deals extra damage equal to your hunter's quarry damage.
Magic missile doesn't hit.
Yes, it does.
Magic
missile for 10.
No, it doesn't.
Why doesn't Matt? Wait, what?
You can't trigger the hunter's quarry with the magic missile because it's not an actual attack roll that hits. It's just an effect that does damage.
They nerfed your magic missile the way they nerfed my come and get it.
They actually didn't.
No.
They made it significantly stronger. It can't
combo as well.
Yeah, it can't combo as well.
It doesn't trigger anything anymore.
It's automatic damage.
Did the opposite of nerfing, they friend it.
Glad you got that.
The best part of Matthew's jokes are Rob getting the jokes.
Or yes. Not.
I don't know that I'm particularly
so it's resistant to lightning damage, so I shouldn't use lightning serpent.
Lightning serpent does lightning and poison though, doesn't it?
Yes.
Then it
does it do lightning and poison, or does
no,
it open
it
with lightning and then poison?
Opens with lightning damage, and then if it gets 5 poison ongoing.
Do you have concussive? No, you've
already
used
it.
That's a strike. That's a strike. And Phantasmal Assailant was your level.
That was my first one that I did. That would be my level 5.
So you would still have your Flaming Sphere Fireball? Or one of whatever these two that you prepared?
This one with the circle. But so you're saying Lightning Serpent wouldn't work?
Lightning Serpent would resist. Did he get the amount it resisted, or
nope.
Just that it probably has lightning resistance? You could nature check it to see if you could figure out how well it's resisting.
You got the better natures than eyes.
All right, let me do a nature check on this thing.
Hey!
Oh, nat 20.
Sure. It's got resist 15 lightning.
Yeah.
So you would need to deal at least 16 points of lightning damage before it took its first point.
Well, I got 24 plus 6, or 2d12 plus 6, plus the Hunter's Quarry on top of that.
Well, the Hunter's Quarry isn't going to be lightning damage. It's going to be 2d6 of blank.
Okay.
So the Lightning Serpent is not going to be worth it in this fight.
All right, then.
But you've got Flaming Sphere, which does do an attack. Or you could walk up there, teleport up. Don't you get a free attack when you teleport? You could face step up, or draw your sword, face step up to it and smack it with your free basic attack, and then use either your Sloth Strike or the one sword, getting you 2 chances to actually get the Hunter's Quarry off as well.
Yeah, let's do that. So face step up next to it. Okay. And so I get a basic attack. That is going to be 21 versus AC, so that's going to miss.
Yep.
And then I'm going to use the one sword. Yeah, miss again.
Okay.
And can I shift back?
You've used your move.
Okay.
Action, so no.
All right, end of turn. Thanks for the suggestion there, Ron.
It's not his fault.
I know.
Didn't do it proper. Or
didn't roll properly. Thanks there, Randus.
Yeah, that's definitely Brian's fault.
Yep.
Next up is Trell.
Hey. Okay.
No,
was there anything odd that happened when he face-stepped?
Since this is the first time we've face-stepped since... Yes. When Orym face-steps... He's in this fight, so he doesn't really think about it too much. But when he phases out, he finds himself in a meadow. As you briefly look around, you can see this weird gelatinous, like blue-violet thing moving like through a grove of trees that's kind of like off over there, and then you're back.
Whoa.
Did it look like it was in the Feywild or just...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
At least it's a more pleasant trip than it was.
Yes.
Well, I mean, if you're into big, large gelatinous cubes or something.
The last few times you kind of got beaten around while you went through.
Yeah.
And by the last few times, he means
every time. Yes. Turn is done.
Okay. Trell.
Okay. This thing is bloodied, so... And it did her a favor by coming right up to her, which I forgot about, but...
take 5 lightning.
Yes, it did.
She has 7 resistance.
Okay, so take 0 lightning damage.
Oh, sweet.
The Randus is awesome and not paying attention.
Yep.
Sweet. She's going to... It's okay if she uses her Kukri, right? Like, there's nothing...
I don't mind.
Okay. Listen, buddy.
Any reason why there would be a problem with the Kukri?
It's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
She is going to try and slice at this thing's eyes.
Brutal.
She is brutal. And with her challenge-seeking Kukri.
Okay.
And this is going to be finishing cut, which does extra damage when the thingy is bloodied.
Okay.
34 versus AC.
That'll hit. And remember, if any of those D6 come up once, you can
I can reroll them. Yes.
Totally
9 plus 7 is 16 regular damage. Plus another 2 weapon damage. So that's 12 plus... What number did I just say?
19?
Fire was 16.
16?
16, okay.
So 12 more.
Yeah, so that's 28.
Now,
and then,
the second roll doesn't factor in like your strength and stuff.
No. Okay. That was just straight up 2d6s. I got 2 6s on the dice.
Nice.
And on top of that, Hunter's Quarry.
More D6s.
Which is an extra 10 on top.
Nice.
So that would be 38 damage total. And she is going to... teleport away 5 squares. A bunch of misty looking vines come up out of the ground and she disappears into them and reappears. You should probably be more feathery looking. I don't know. We're going to find out what happens. She disappears and reappears 5 squares away. Rob, would you do me a favor and move me 5 squares away in a nice direction? Sure.
This is a teleportation?
I'm, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, how long does she have the resistance for?
Until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
Until the end of her... Oh, the 7 resistance?
Yeah.
And then she gets a plus 5 power bonus to all her defenses until the end of my next turn. What was that like?
It was a dark and consuming absence. What else?
She comes out of that with very wide eyes, and I think that's all that she can do.
Ket.
Oh, hey. I have a turn.
You want to do your teleport so I can describe it?
No, because it doesn't go far.
What's mine
yet.
Like?
All right, we can get into that, too.
I want to do my teleport.
I think he's the only one who can.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, right now,
mine's
I'm sure there
just takes a little longer.
Technically a teleport, yeah.
That's totally a teleport. It just takes a while.
First time I teleport, I'm going to make Rodrigo describe it for 5 minutes.
Let's see.
I'm going to demand frame-by-frame Zapruder film of my first freaking teleport.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You know, better.
You know things get worse when you guys challenge me.
That wasn't a challenge. That was me telling you this is what will happen.
Listen, knowing what's going on with the Feywild is important, and knowing what's going on with Murder Death Snake is
important. Mark my words, in episode 419,
Death Snake.
You and me are going to have a discussion, Lopez.
That's...
Chains of Levistus.
Okay.
Murder Death Snake. Yes! 35 versus Fortitude. I rolled a
Marv Albert hit that shot.
16 damage.
Okay.
It's cold damage.
Okay.
And if he moves before the end of my next turn, he takes 2d6 more cold damage. Run around the building.
Okay.
Disappear.
What happens with his teleport?
I didn't teleport.
He just got his concealment.
It's hard to see me. You can't see me anymore.
What else?
I don't have anything to do with my minor except for do my critical, my curse.
Curse.
4.
Okay.
These are not good curse dice.
Also, next up is the toad.
Torque take 10.
Torque take 10. Aurum. It's probably going to get chomped. I'm going to figure out the best way to chomp him.
I attack him.
I don't know that you can. If you did your attack the first time around that he went. You remember?
He immediately went after Randus, and I think I poked him from inside.
No, that was earlier.
No, Randus was gone. It wasn't. Yeah.
I don't think he actually did anything when he attacked Trell.
Or did I?
He didn't. I think when he hit me, he didn't actually hit.
No, Torque.
Oh, I thought you said Trell.
When the creature attacked Trell, did Torque take his attack of opportunity?
His immediate. It's actually technically not an attack of opportunity.
My bad. His immediate.
Yep.
At this point, I can't remember.
It's perfectly fine. Just
I'm assume we did.
Okay.
Because I seem to recall something about it, but.
It is going to chomp on Orm then.
Dag nabbit. Somewhere someone's like, no, you didn't.
Or they will be.
Sorry, faithful spoiler.
That's going to be a 31 versus AC.
Of course.
It's 11 damage for Orm. And I forgot to see if this recharged. And it doesn't. Randus.
All right. Blunk back in.
Within 5?
3, I believe. I was just checking that. 3.
Oh. Yeah, I got up. Shift. Hope it's
magic
not 5.
Weapon.
Okay.
Bam.
Yeah.
So port in there.
Blunk.
Shift over next to Ket. Ask my assistant to hand me my crossbow. And rev up for a magic weapon attack.
Go team high 5.
Yep.
That'll be a 29. Oh, come on. 29 versus AC.
That'll miss.
Ugh. Yep.
This is the first time we've actually hit 29.
No.
No, I've hit 29 a couple times.
Torque's hit 29. You have to have 30.
Bummer. Okay, anybody needing healing? Although I might be too far away for some people.
No, can't do
can't
it.
Can't hit you.
I
would be healing
I'm,
him.
I'm
trying
not bloody
to get
yet,
you.
So I think I'm fine.
Orm?
I'm fine.
You're too far away from anybody but me to actually heal him.
All right. Well, all my other healings are standard actions.
What else?
And I don't need the heals right now.
I think I'll call that good for... Well, I could do a dancing shield. Crap, that's ranged 5. That's way too far. Ah, all right. Work your way around to this side, Orm, if you're planning on staying adjacent to him.
Okay.
Thunder wave him and get the crap out of there.
Or that. I guess I could.
So done?
Yeah, done.
Toad turn.
Torque takes 10.
Torque takes 10. And chomp on Orm, probably. Oh, first sure. Let's see if this recharges. It does!
Boo. And they're in 5.
No, they're not.
Ah, so just the Orm.
But it might be worth it anyway, because it's a lot of damage. Anyway, Lightning Breath.
Yeah, you want to get within 5 of me if you're going to be staying in melee.
Okay. That's going to be a 34 yes. Versus Reflex.
Wow, clockwork.
G-bus.
21 damage.
Bloodied.
And you are dazed until the end of your next turn.
So what can I do on dazed?
You just only have one action.
All right, that is the last thing. Top of the round, this is the 5th round of combat.
So we've been doing this for 15 seconds.
Yes.
30.
Yep.
30, okay. So the fast
Torque turn.
Torque turn. Torque turn. Major spoilers, Torque turn.
Well, I believe if my mental performastat is correct, I done used all of my daily encounters and my daily powers and my powers, and I've taken an awful lot of them regular ones, so Reaping Strike in a face from within.
Side of the face.
Backside of the face.
From the inside of the face. Did Trell have any luck aiming for its water eyes?
Yes.
Ooh.
I believe so.
Did it hurt him more when you aimed for his watery eyes?
Sure.
Sure.
She knows.
I hate you all. I'm going to attack now.
There's only 2 of us.
But he only has 2 eyes.
Oh, what?
Exactly. 29 versus AC.
No. We keep hitting that number.
What else?
He doesn't have combat advantage still, does he?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, I wish I did.
I hate this toad.
He takes 6 damage.
Oh, hey. Reaping Strike.
Yeah.
That's come up once before.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm reaping. What?
Done.
He's marked.
Okay.
Don't you want to try to escape or not?
Yes. I think he likes it in there.
All right.
It's kind of cozy.
It's like, it's dangerous out there. I'm staying here.
I'm checking something.
Okay.
He's getting extra attacks each round because he's staying in there.
That's
so
true.
It's probably... I think this is actually working
for the best strategy.
The frog ate the wrong thing first.
It was a bad idea.
Torque is a dessert.
Wow. After dinner mint?
Yes.
Sort of a creme brulee.
He's a dessert because he's so sweet.
And also, he's mostly milk and eggs. And some steel. I've used everything. I'm going to stay inside the creature for one more.
You did get your temporary hit points from blood.
Show me stand the frog!
All right. Next up is a toad. Take 10 damage.
10 damage. Woohoo! Here in a minute, I'm going to take my temporary hit points for the Framistat.
You haven't been bloody Chichibun.
Not yet. My healing surge is 26. I keep healing myself from within.
Have you used your action point?
Yeah, he used it.
I used it first time out, I think.
The second win.
Because my first attack was a whiffer.
No.
Yeah. All right, it's going to attack Orm.
That means I attack it.
Yep.
From within. I'm having fun. What's 16 plus 17?
35.
33?
Yeah.
Versus AC.
Okay. Yeah. Did you subtract 2?
31 versus AC.
That still hits.
Okay. And that's a standard basic melee attack. 8 plus 8 is 16. 16 points.
Okay.
From within. It ate something that's disagreeing with it.
Does this thing have like 300 million points?
Oh, yes.
Die! Die!
Like, do you guys have any concept of how hard you had hit it before you bloodied
yes.
it?
Yes. Well,
think about how long that took.
Yes.
So now we're getting a little bit extra damage because of Trail.
Hit it for at least 150 points before it was bloodied.
Don't you have a thing that does more damage when bloodied?
No. Well, she got, I think it was a power. That
it's a power. Power.
I still think that it's made of water and he only takes half of the points and Rodrigo hasn't told us.
That could be too.
That's possible.
As in substantial.
Nah, Orym would have found that out when he got the nat 20 on the nature roll.
That's true. No.
And the thing is that monsters that work like that also have fewer weakness? Hit points, so you end up pretty much back in the same place.
That's true.
Did he have a weakness?
No. This is going to be a 33 versus AC.
I'm sorry.
31 versus AC.
Immediate interrupt, shape the dream.
Okay.
Yeah, shape his dream.
Oh, wait, against what?
Against AC.
Oh, no. Shape the dream only works against will.
Okay.
So a hit.
Oh.
Let's shape the dream.
Shape the
dream. Attack doesn't happen.
Attack.
Yeah.
But that's nifty. Could. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. It's 28. I'm bloodied, so that... Oh, plus 3. Yeah, that's 29, and you hit me with 31.
Mm-hmm. So shield would work.
Hmm. Yeah. So instead, I think I will use my shield, immediate interrupt, plus 4 to the AC and reflex. No, it's a miss.
Okay, so what's your AC normally?
My AC normally is 26. When I'm bloodied, which I am, I get a plus 3 to that, which is 29. If I throw up a shield, that's 4.
Are you still wearing that armor that gives you that?
The blood cloth robe of contingency cloth, yeah.
No. Once the blood...
Oh, I'm sorry. You get a plus 2. So even then, I'd still at a plus 4 with shield.
Yeah, but which armor, like... You... Let me see your sheet. Let Rob see your sheet.
All right. Armor, robe of contingency cloth. Robe of contingency cloth. Now, you're not wearing the blood thread anymore, okay. So you don't get that bonus, but you are able to use the, it's going to damage you presumably, so you'll be able to use the daily power off of your contingency cloth.
Yeah, okay, fine, yes. You also get 11 temporary hit points for using a...
If you do.
If you,
if you do.
So you'll be able to negate some of the damage you're going to take.
Use this power, you're bloody. When an attack damages you, teleport 6 squares, you can spend a healing surge.
But you have to be bloody to use it?
Mm-hmm.
And you're bloodied?
He's bloodied.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll take the damage.
All right, damage is...
6 plus 5, yeah, 11.
14.
Okay, teleport me out of there 6 squares. Closer to you guys. And then I get a healing surge, which is 18. And so that puts me back to 23.
Wait, is that an immediate?
Yeah.
Is he dazed?
I am dazed.
Darn. Can't do it.
Son of a crap.
Try again later.
I'm at 14.
Shift that way.
It's not his turn.
So did you take full damage then?
You go that way.
Okay.
We'll try to circle around.
Okay. Now it's Orym's turn.
Well, while I'm here, might as well do some sloth striking.
Well, do you want to use your thunder wave, which might have a better chance of hitting, since his AC is ridiculous. Thunder wave hits...
Fortitude. Well, I still have to hit somewhere between 22 and 35.
I think it's like 23 or 24.
Okay, here we go with Thunder Wave. Close Blast 3.
The main reason why Steven agrees to do what Rob says so he can complain about it later.
I'm pretty 26 certain. Versus fortitude.
26 versus fortitude does not hit.
So.
Crap.
All right, well, I'm dazed, the end.
But it does create this like really awesome ripple effect.
I'm sure. Just a
yeah, just like this like spherical.
And then it just keeps shimmering. It just keeps going. Yep. Bloop,
bloop, bloop, lightning bloop, bloop, bloop. Damage the start of his turn.
Oh, take five lightning.
Nine.
Trell.
Hello.
And you are no longer dazed.
Thank you.
I am out of dailies.
Did Torque attack it when he attacked?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not remembering that.
Do I have a concealment?
No.
No.
Okay.
You have cover.
Okay, out of dailies, going to use Twin Strike. So, Trell tries to launch this at it as you would a shot put and chuck it at its face and try to get its attention. Or it's probably not looking at her since it's attacking her.
Yep.
Hit its shoulder. First attack is a 23 versus AC.
Will not hit.
Nope. Second attack is also a 23 versus AC.
Also not hit.
Rough.
You were doing better up in its face.
I guess so. Shift me to backwards.
Well, you actually can't shift to backwards. You can move.
No, it's like a...
Oh, it's part of the thing?
Let me read it to you. It's invigorating stride. You shift a number of squares equal to your wisdom modifier and must not end the shift adjacent to any enemy. You can use your second win.
Ah,
okay. If you shift backwards, you're actually going to start getting into things where it has cover from you.
Oh.
If you want to continue attacking at range.
Also, with Orym being there, it's unlikely to come after you, and you'll be up to defense here in a moment anyhow.
You can choose to shift.
What action? What type of action is this?
It's a move action.
Mm, nice.
I wasn't doing better actually in its face. It's because I was using all my dailies and stuff.
Yeah.
You were hitting with them more often in its face anyways.
Mm. You know that there's no statistical correlation there.
Well, yes.
No
causation.
Luck correlation.
She's going to shift two towards it then. Might as well. And I get my healing surge value, and that's my turn.
Cat.
Well, one of my biggest damage would also deal a d6 of fire damage to you.
Well, I can handle a d6.
All creatures adjacent.
Plus 6.
Oh.
Yeah. Any creatures adjacent.
I could still potentially handle that.
I don't think he's taken much damage.
Orym's down to like 11.
No, I'm down to 9.
Oh,
what?
Dear God.
Yeah, no, Orym's gotten the crap beat out of him since you ran away.
Orym, get away from there! What are you doing?
I am dazed.
You abandoned him.
No!
I need to heal.
I didn't think he was getting hit. Oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was that bad.
What are you doing?
Were you that bad on my last turn?
I said bloodied, 9.
Do you have more ranged attacks?
I do, but I've got to be able to move first.
Yeah.
Oh, you're. That's
if he
right.
hadn't been dazed, we
if
he
I hadn't
been
have moved up
better.
Next to the creature and just used distance attacks.
Oh,
but
I'm
I was
sorry.
Trying to use your
hunter's
thingy.
Quarry. Yeah.
And the only thing I could do is something up close. So
I guess I could be a distraction.
She missed, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Oh yeah, I missed.
You can
give
it to Orym again.
Orym, hit it.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Of the vestige.
I think I'm going to tank it up.
Yeah.
Activate secondary tank.
28 versus Will.
28 versus Will.
Yeah.
We'll hit.
Yay. Okay, it takes 10 psychic damage.
Okay.
7 poison damage.
You want to throw your curse in there while we're at it?
That's what I was looking. Eyes of the Vestige is the one that plays around with my curse stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
8 curse damage.
Okay.
So move that way? Or are you going in?
I'm going in.
Eh, I don't want to go in.
You do it.
Orym, have you second winded?
I guess I could.
No, no, not yet.
Then I can't.
Okay.
Do Toad that back turn. Away.
Oh, crap. I can't push him away anyways.
Oh, yeah. Toad goes before Randus.
Yep. Torque, take 10.
Now I'm bloody.
Am I not
3/4 orc resilience.
4.
Oh, boom. Crap.
Oh, that was a mistake.
That was a mistake.
Do you have to take 5 damage again?
Yep.
No, that's at the start,
oh,
of, your
at start
turn.
Of my turn.
Oh, right.
That does not recharge.
But I'm not dazed, so he could hit me even for a lot of points, and I'd still teleport and still get the healing surge.
It's an immediate reaction. You have to be hit and take damage, so you'd have to actually still be conscious, so you could take up to 8
and
points of damage.
This attack will probably daze you.
Let's see! No, it won't. This is just a regular attack. It didn't recharge.
Well, I thought it did.
Oh, that would have been fantastic. I was so looking
forward
to that.
That's what I thought you were counting.
Well, I was.
Hmm. Trell, get out of there again.
That's high.
Again?
Yes.
This is going to be a 38 versus AC for Orym.
Yep.
Ouch. Orym's down.
Probably.
No!
Yup.
14 damage.
Dead.
No!
Down.
Down.
Yeah. Bye, Orym.
Only temporary.
Keep the base on the square that he's in.
No.
Doing it.
Although that does eat up one of the things I was going to do for myself. Dang it.
Now hold on. And that was a tech. That was an AC attack, right?
Yep.
No.
So the toad just slaps Orym down and he just collapses.
And lays there all wet like a little rag doll.
Yep.
No.
A little wet rag doll.
The last thing that Orym hears as he's going out is his little sword going, I told you to kill your friends.
No!
No, the sword doesn't say that.
Steven, doesn't it seem like a good time to take...
let's see. Randus.
All right.
Orym is down.
Yes, close burst 10. Am I even within 10 of Orym?
Yep.
Barely. All right. Healing infusion. Dart goes underneath the frog and sticks you, and you will heal your healing surge plus 11.
So remember,
those are
you
temporary
start at 0.
Points. Right.
No, they're not temporary.
Healing surge.
Oh, okay.
Or, well, you're healing.
So 18 plus 11 is 29. I'm awake but prone.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. And
still bloody, though.
Yeah. Yep. Switch to my Rod of Wrathful Dismissal to try to blast Thundering Armor. So, first of all, you get a plus 1 power bonus to your armor class until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
Then I make an attack on the froggy. And at 20.
Nice.
That's super not cocked this time. Okay.
Your dice do have 20s on.
That'll be 13 thunder damage plus...
13, you said?
Yep. Let's check my rod.
Robert.
What?
Right there, D6.
Ah, just use the spirit cats.
7, so 20...
20 total?
Yep. I've already used all my dailies. Darn it. But that does let me push him one.
From you.
Oh, okay.
The power is centered on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an odd
push you from the primary target. Yeah. All right. Yep. You get plus 1 armor class. That happens. So that was standard minor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Not quite. We're equidistant, I guess. Get away from it. I'll try to buff myself next turn, assuming he doesn't just completely devour me.
It's got an action before he does.
Yeah.
Done?
Yes.
Okay. Toad turn.
Or I guess now...
30, 20,
oh,
10.
Wait. Free action, switch to my crossbow.
Okay.
So you can immediate...
Yes. Since I'm... still not within 5 of Orym, so it really don't do me any good.
Let's try and recharge here.
I need to be within 5 of Orym.
Nope. Orm's up now.
Yep. Oh, I'm awake. I'm down on the ground, though.
Okay.
I did just zap it.
Yes. He is very confused as to why that thing he just smashed is awake again. So it's going to smash him.
No.
He should survive this hit, which is actually a good thing that he's getting hit right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Don't worry. It's a good thing that you're getting killed.
It's unlikely that he'll take 30 damage.
And has Tork already done his?
I hope Ket's like yelling, it's good that he's getting hit.
No, this is a good thing.
Don't worry. He'll be fine.
That's going to be a 28 versus AC.
Oh.
Wait, 30 versus AC.
Yes, hit.
Okay. 18 damage.
Okay. Move me 6 squares.
I never subtracted my temporary hit points.
Because I got to use a healing surge.
Does he have line of sight to that? Yeah, I guess he technically does.
Yeah.
Because I got hit for 18 and my healing surge is 18 and I'm still at 29.
Okay.
And I've been moved.
Yep. And?
Oh, you used a magic item.
Yep.
Yes. So then another 11 temporary hit points.
Yay.
Like how they always seem to come out to 11.
Never die again, Orm.
Okay. Top of the round.
You're fine. Head. Just fine.
Ifrafa.
Torque's turn.
Hello.
You're inside a frog. You've been there for like 35 seconds.
Most of the episode inside of a frog. And luckily, I gotta tell you,
he can hold his breath really well.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, I'm pretty certain that's what the 10 damage is.
Part of it.
I'm about ready to croak, if you know what I mean.
Yes!
Green with envy at those of you who are outside.
I don't hear it. I hear that's not easy.
Oh.
Man! Brian!
Hit it.
I'ma do something or something.
Hit it. Hey, the Rodrigo. Of the face What's parts. Up?
When we talk about move minor standard, you can use a standard action as a move action.
Yeah.
Correct? Mm-hmm. But you can't use a move action as your standard action.
Right.
So if you take your standard action, that supersedes other standard actions, like an attack.
No, no, no. An attack usually is a standard action.
Right. So you have one of those.
Yes.
Then you have a move action.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then you have your minor action.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they can go downward, but not upward.
Precisely.
Okay.
So you could you could take 3 minor actions if you wanted. Or a really minor and 2 moves.
Interesting. So I can't do what I was thinking I would try to do, even though I wasn't sure that it would work, because I knew it would work, because we've had this discussion, I think, 10 times. And eventually. Yeah. So I'm going to attack.
Okay.
A reaping strike.
So boom. Guaranteed Aldrin damage. Ops
creature. 29 versus AC.
Oh, that does
God
not hit.
God dang it.
Rat fart. 6 damage in the face.
Rat fart. Oh.
There might be diminishing returns now with Torque being inside this thing.
Apparently.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try and get out.
So he can double tank.
It's just a jump to the left. And I roll a 20.
Oh, hey.
I think I got out.
Yep. Let's see.
I like that.
A creature that escapes the grab is no longer swallowed and appears in a space adjacent to the bay here. Oops.
Sorry, what?
I need to edit that out.
The Tempest Frog.
Yes, the Tempest Toad. Well, it doesn't matter at this point, but
we know everything
you
about
get
it.
To, yeah. Yes. You can pick a square adjacent to it and right. pop out there.
You got 2 choices. Get adjacent to me so I can buff you up to heck, or go opposite of me so we can flank. Well, you got more choices than that, but I'd say those are probably the most optimal.
Let's flank.
Flank? All right.
Bam.
Let's see what happens.
Okay. Tork finally makes his way out of the thing.
Tork finally tries.
Yes.
That's the second time he tried, I think.
Second or third. I don't remember. I
think you tried the very first time and like, yeah.
Although now
it's fine
is,
in here.
Now it is the toad's turn, which is going to be hilarious.
Oh.
God. No reason not to. unless he recharges.
You don't think the toad learned his lesson by now?
Toads are rather dumb. They probably would do the exact same thing again. It's like,
oh, that thing just fell out of me.
Eat it again, yeah.
It's almost like I planned.
You know what, though? You're right. It probably wouldn't try to eat Torque again.
So, it'll try to eat Randus.
Mm-hmm. Shift over. All right.
Uh-oh.
Let's see if I can survive.
You're fine.
I'm not as bad as I thought I was. I'm not bloodied.
There's like a Toad the Wet Sprocket joke
because I had
somewhere.
Temporary hit points I forgot to apply.
Toad will attempt to eat Randus.
Well, all right.
It's got to reach.
Yep.
Mm. Torque, attack it.
I attack. We make holes in teeth. 32 versus AC. Hooray. Yay. We play now. I can't remember how this power goes, so I'm going to roll a 12 plus 8. Woohoo, 20 points.
Nice.
In the back of the face.
In the back of the face.
Back of the face.
In the face of the back.
Face back.
God.
What are you laughing at? That wasn't even funny.
The pair of you.
When I say funny,
that's exactly
stuff,
why he's laughing, because it was not funny. Like doing a.
Oh, contrarian to the end.
33 versus reflex.
To me, yes. That hits.
Okay. Take. 8 damage. Mm. And it swallows you.
Blunk.
Well, the shield's not going to do me any good in here. And I guess
next
I better.
Next up, Borum.
Just curl up in a ball.
Yeah, basically.
Stand up.
No, I don't even need to stand up. We'll just.
Just stay there.
Pew, 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 pew it, and it'll take 10 damage.
Okay.
Yeah, that.
You could still stand up, though.
Yes, I could use like 10 damage.
Still trying to get my bearings.
Okay.
It's kind of comfy here in the mud.
Yeah.
Dang it, I can't do that on myself.
Some people pay money to be...
I'm afraid that little girl around the corner is going to throw radishes at me again.
Trail.
Hello.
I could stand here forever.
She is going to
kinds of heals that are
charge this thing just because it does slightly more damage with Kukri, and she looks like she does not like this thing because it ate her friends and... hurt her Orym, who is also a friend. Okay, she's going to try and stab it in the shoulder.
Okay.
Die.
Die.
Oh, thank God. 32 versus AC.
Yes.
That'll hit.
Did you factor in the plus one from charging?
I didn't. 33. What did I say? 33.
That still hits.
No, he needs to say
I think
that.
We're wearing out the
that's
Rodrigo.
Fine. That's fine.
Respect his...
His gift.
9 plus 8. So 17 weird, so. Damage total. Please die. One. Please. Wait, do I get extra damage for combat advantage?
No.
I'm thinking of my thief. Okay.
What else?
That's all I can do because I used a charge.
Okay. Cat.
Eye of the Vestige. Or Eyes of the Vestige. Shadow Snake. Um, 29 versus Will.
29 versus Will?
Boy. Yeah.
Yay. Ten. Psychic damage. I'm not rolling that die again. And 10 poison damage.
Yeah.
There you go.
And
ongoing poison damage?
No.
No.
Oh. It's just a D10 of poison damage. That's why it's a snake.
Oh.
7 curse damage.
It's average.
Yep.
I know. It was a 6 and a 1.
Dead? Dead? Tell me it's dead?
No.
No.
Is this toad immortal? Is this some kind of god test?
Do we,
done! Toad.
No, it's not immortal because he got bloodied.
Is Torque going to get the quickening?
That's what I was thinking, too.
Sorry, what?
Immortal. What's that?
Thundering Stomp.
I think I'm going to sew my head back.
We're not going
on.
To go into what the quickening is right now.
Because I don't know if anybody actually knows by this point.
Yeah. 27 versus Fortitude against Trell and Torque.
Hits. Butts.
Hits butts.
Misses.
Okay.
Dang.
Yeah, wow, Torque.
Well, he has quite the fortitude, I assume.
Yeah. Plus, yeah, fighters get a bonus strength. For fortitude as well.
Yeah, plus my resilience gives me a thing, I thought.
Trell takes 10 damage and is knocked prone.
Okay.
And that's this toad turn. Next up, Randus, take 10 damage.
Wow.
Really?
So, wait, is that on my turn or his turn am I supposed to be?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, you're right.
So, should be...
Sorry, was that a melee attack?
20 damage.
It was a close burst.
This is untyped, right?
Yeah.
Darn it.
So, a close burst is not a melee attack?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Otherwise, it would be called a melee attack.
Crushing, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're being pushed down the...
Ew.
You're being sphinctered to
death. Super gross in here.
Ew!
Okay. I guess I'll just get the healing myself.
This is the most adult tag episode.
Yeah, the title of the episode is Two PCs, One Cup.
Oh.
No, I veto that because no.
I'm glad you find this amusing, Rob. Oh,
Jesus.
Rob always finds it amusing when he runs away and we all die.
Hey, I am shielding Orym right now. Thank you very much.
Aww. Yeah, okay. That's sweet.
He's protected me before.
Don't pretend you're not still pissed that you didn't make it through season two.
Activate my... Yeah, activate my self-forged daily self-repair power as a standard action.
Oh, cool.
Which gives me hit points equal to twice my healing surge value.
Da-da-da-da.
Which is groovy.
Cool!
Six, which means... Down to 75 hit points left.
What else?
It's either acrobatics or athletics to escape.
Yep.
Those both suck.
I would stay in there anyways, so as it can't swallow anyone else.
Maybe I want it to swallow the torque and not me.
You're... sure. You're the one who said you could stay there in there basically indefinitely.
Without doing anything but healing myself.
And?
Yeah.
He's not doing any damage that way either.
He does damage on the outside?
So, am I getting a roll here for an escape or what?
We'll see what happens. What do we think? Fortitude or reflex is worse? Isn't that what...
Reflex. They're about the same.
Okay, then I'll go with acrobatics because apparently I'm slightly more acrobatic than I am athletic.
Nice.
Weird.
That makes sense.
That'll be a 21.
Versus reflex?
Yes.
No.
Nope.
It's be higher than that.
I rolled a 30.
At least a 26.
Yeah, that's going to be for never.
Torque manages to see like the outline of like Randus trying to do like a cartwheel out, and it just like bounces against the outer film and just rolls back in.
Minor action.
Made her cry.
No, it does sound like crying now.
Oh, I also got healing potions I never used. I'm gonna go ahead and apply my last wound patch to myself.
Okay.
With the help of my slightly squished assistant.
Yep.
The toad is turning him in a terrible spiral.
a terrible uncoordinated
spiral.
Done?
So, yes.
All right, toad.
So it's like in Fooly Cooly.
Too bad you blinked out of existence already.
Yep. But
can you do that when you're being held?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
He's done it before.
Okay.
The last fight we had, he actually did that.
Okay.
Let's see. Torque has taken his attack this turn, right?
Yeah, when it swallowed the Randus.
Yep. So this thing's going to chomp on Trell.
Is that a melee attack?
It is a melee attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If this is a, I mean, not yeah.
I
but
really
whatever.
Wish I would have been able to shield someone
Let's
before I was
kill
solo.
Him.
Yeah,
plus
go ahead.
Plus 4 AC and reflex.
Okay. That's going to be a 30 versus AC.
Yes. Awful.
What? Okay.
That was a horrified yes.
Yes. Woo!
Stunned.
In my
sure,
face.
Whatever.
That was awful.
Yeah.
He has to hit me for this thingy I want to do to work.
So, kind
but
of
it's
yes.
still horrified yes.
Take 12 damage.
Okay, as immediate reaction, her amulet starts glowing purple, and it's kind of like, it's almost like a lightning bolt, but it's too, like, gushy. It's like a lightning bolt made out of the stuff that's inside of a lava lamp,
mm-hmm.
and hits it in the face, and he takes 6 poison damage, ongoing 10 poison damage, save ends. The enemy takes a -2 penalty to saving throws against poison effects until the end of the encounter.
Nice.
In your face, frog.
How much ongoing?
10. Thanks, weird haunted amulet thing. It's not haunted.
No
she just got it. In, she just got it in a gross place.
Okay. Top of the round. It is Torque's turn again.
Boy, this is gonna be awesome. This is when I'm attacked. Where is everybody?
Randus is inside the thing. Trell is on the opposite side of the thing.
I'm flanking with you.
And Orym and I are as
way
far away
there.
From it as we can get with still being able to shoost it.
Shoost it?
Yes, shoost it.
Shoost it. All right. Reaping strike! Do I have like a bonus for flanking?
Yeah.
Nice. +2 to attack?
Yep.
Nice. Which I'm very glad. 31 versus AC.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, good Lord Almighty. Oh, well, I'm a frog and this is how I talk.
Kill it, kill it, kill it. Kill it, kill it, kill it.
All right, baby. Oh, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. 20 points.
50, probably.
All the damage into the face. Yeah. I'm aiming for its eyes. I mark him.
Okay.
If I attack, I can't use my second wind, can I?
No. Not if you don't have an action point.
Crunchy frog. Okay.
Done?
I think so.
Okay. Toad's turn is going to take 10 poison damage. And then attempt to do a stomp against Trell and Torque. That's going to be a 31 versus fortitude.
Yuck.
Hits.
Take 14 damage, and you're both prone.
Where do I want to be? Where's
right
a good place for
fine.
Me to be prone?
I think there's fine because he's flanking with me.
Are we flanking when we're flat on our butts?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
I am exactly bloodied.
There you go.
Yeah, that'll work.
I think I'm still fine, though. I mean, if it took me this long.
And then it's going to try and save against ongoing poison. What's the penalty that you're giving it?
-2.
Still saves.
Ah!
Did you roll a 7?
Yep. Orym.
Orym coughs up some of that slimy frog stuff.
Okay.
Stands up. So there's my move.
All right, can't do it.
Step aside. Step
he
aside.
Staggers a bit, getting to his feet.
Step
stumbles,
aside,
falls.
Kit. Lean to the side, Kit, and just fire off another 10 of some pew-pew-pew.
Okay. All right. Orym takes a shot with some magic missiles. Randus is kind of swimming around, trying to work his way out, and he actually sees the magic missiles pierce through, and then, like, the water level starts to drop. as this thing basically wiggles around and then bursts like a water balloon.
Yay!
Yay,
Aurum.
Aurum gets the quickening.
Go, auto hit.
Yes, you know what? We have been going so long in this episode, even editing it out, you have...
We'll take 6 years.
Yes, we'll take 6 years to edit, but it is still longer than last week's, and yeah. Adding into last week's episode is about the same time as what we would normally have with two regular length episodes. So I think the battle's over. Unless there's anything immediately that needs to be done, Rodrigo, I think we need to pick this up in another episode.
Sure. In a week.
Oh, I think you're thinking of not last week, but the one before. I think last week would be a regular episode.
No, last week was
a
very short episode.
Super short episode.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, never mind.
Wait, what?
Adriana, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a question for her, all you need to do is send your questions to podcast@majorspoilers.com.
Make sure it
doesn't
happen.
And we will answer those on an upcoming episode.
Question like, what is time?
I don't think that's a question for you.
What doth life?
Does the world actually disappear when you put your hands over your face?
What's this? Life?
It does when I do this.
Yeah.
Who's better, Creed or Dragonfire?
What?
All right, everybody. I think we're all a little punch drunk from the Battle of the Tempest Toad.
That's definitely it.
So for everyone
here... I've been swimming in a frog for 2 hours.
For everyone here at the table, that would be Rob, D&D, Brian, Rodrigo, myself, and our distance players, Adriana and Matthew. Here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.